And look at that sunshine here in South Melbourne. Good morning, Fifi Fevenier.
Yes, and they don't get bigger than this in Victoria. Ooh. We have, for the first time, Victoria's top dog, the Premier, in the studio. Jacinta Allen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
You have just ticked over 7 months in the job.
7 months.
7 months each.
That's actually gone fast.
It feels like both 7 minutes and 7 years, all in the same 7 months. Mm. It's quite amazing.
God, that's gone quick.
Now, we actually have an opener for you. Oh. We want to welcome you.
Right.
This is great. This. It's Victoria's latest leader. She's back in for us to see her. Let's welcome our Melbourne Premier. Here she is, Jacinta
Allen. Allen. Allen.
It's Jacinta Allen. Yes. Oh, you've done me for the day now.
Every news cross, they should just play that before.
Absolutely. I'm going to get the team to
That's
and
this
play
man, DJ
office.
DJ Shergs.
Well
that's actually
done,
really
Shergs.
Good.
Now, I don't know whether you ever told this story, but I love it. I have heard it. When you got the call up, because when the former Premier was moving on, he did that very quickly and no one saw it coming.
No.
And you had just had a very big party the night before.
I did. Well, actually, I was still recovering from the weekend. It was the Tuesday that Daniel gave me the call, and I'd turned 50 the week before, and getting a call from Daniel wasn't on my bingo card when I turned 50. I was very much more focused on celebrating the milestone, and we had quite a lovely party. Mm-hmm. Smallish at home, but we certainly gave it a good nudge. And by Tuesday morning, I was still feeling, because, you know, when you turn 50, it's a bit harder. It takes a while. Yeah. And so I was still feeling a little tired from all the dancing that we had done and celebrating. And so, yes, it was certainly the last thing I was expected for, or perhaps even indeed ready for.
You would have thought you were still hungover.
Yes, I was like, what? Yeah. So, no, it certainly did snap me out of the 50th celebration.
Yes, I
and
bet.
Into focusing
getting
back on
to gear
work.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Are you the first person to turn up to a press conference with a Gatorade? Just give me a sec, guys. Let's keep all the questions low.
I've
turned some of these lights down. It's a bit much.
Those bright lights. No.
I've done that before.
I recovered pretty quick.
Hey, you're in the news a lot. Yes, I watched the news for the first time in ages because I don't really watch the news because I love Netflix.
What are you watching on Netflix?
Everything.
Baby Reindeer at the moment. But I've clocked TV. So all the new shows are starting to come out. So I watch a bit of that. It's a bit grim. Don't watch it. Now, I was watching because obviously we love our nurses in Melbourne. They do a great job. And they're asking for a pay rise. And what are they giving you, like 12 days?
Yep.
What are you going to do?
That's all right. No, well, we love our nurses.
Yes, we do.
And you think about just what they do every day and then add to that what they had to do during the
pandemic.
It was so tough. I think you couldn't argue. They had the toughest of all of us. They were going to work in some really tough conditions. So our nurses and midwives, because we should add the midwives in as well, they also do really fabulous work. But we're in that negotiating period, and we'll work through that with the nurses. And it's fair enough. They've given us that that time frame to work towards. And in addition to speaking to the nurses and the nurses union secretary, Lisa Fitzpatrick, my brother's a nurse, so I'm also getting a pretty clear view.
He's like, sis, give me a pay rise.
I get a pretty unvarnished view of the world, as we often do from our siblings. But it's a fabulous profession. They do such great work, but it's tough.
It is.
And so we'll work through
that. And we don't want to go on strike.
No.
It's not going to be good.
We'll work through that with them.
Now, we know you've got a deadline on our show this morning because you are off to National Cabinet with the Prime Minister and the other premiers around the country. For the crisis that Australia is dealing with at the moment, the domestic violence crisis. We've seen all the rallies over the weekend. And I was going to tell you this, Jacinta. My 11-year-old daughter, just on Monday night, she said to me, Mum, can I take up karate? And I said, whoa, we were just doing soccer and basketball. What? Yeah. Where did this come
Can't
from?
Add one more thing in.
No. And she said to me, and this is a kid, she said, Mum, 32 women have died this year because of violence against them. So I need to learn self-defense.
Whoa.
That's my 11-year-old. And that, I mean, we don't have the news in the house. I don't really want her aware of these things.
Yep.
But that is a concern.
Oh, absolutely. And even with, as you said, how you don't have the news on all the time. It's clearly because it's such a crisis. Yeah. So much is happening. Too many women are continuing to lose their lives. It is having an impact. I've got a 12-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son, and I've been talking to them because they've been same, asking me the same questions. Mummy, why are these women, particularly around the Ballarat area where they've had a really tough time? It's like, what's going on? And that is why today's National Cabinet meeting is really, it is important. We've got a really, you know, we've done a lot of work here in Victoria, but we need to clearly do more. Mm. And that more is continuing to support police, continuing to support agencies. But I think the role that we can take nationally with all of the state and territory leaders is how we talk to one another, how we show respect, how we talk to young boys and girls about what respect for women looks like and what happens when you don't, because we're seeing what happens when you don't, and it's an absolute tragedy.
Mm. Well,
yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
No, no, it is. And lighter aspects of the job, I imagine there are. 7 months in, any fun learnings? How do you find in your, you know, the office? The because you're like the big poo bar. Like, is it cool?
It's a big office. I remember when speaking of the Prime Minister, I think it was on day three. That week is a bit blurry. Not because of my 50th. But I think it was on day three, Elbo was in town and we had a meeting in the office. He's like, wow, this is a big office. It is a big office. But funnily enough, you're not there a lot and because you're out and about. And that's the best bit of the job is being out and about, you know, visiting schools. I was at we've got an inquiry going on into women's pain at the moment. I was with a group in Mordialloc last week with my colleague down there talking to women of all ages and stages about women's pain, how it's been ignored, how they're not getting the treatment they need. That's the best bit of the job is going out and talking to people and then taking away what you hear and then turning it into government policy and action, which is the most rewarding
so much
part of
power.
The job.
It's not a hot desk up there, is it? You don't come back to the office and someone's in there doing accounts receivable. You go, get out. No. Is it yours for
it
good?
It is mine. Not for good. The people of Victoria determine that, but you know.
Back yourself.
I don't know if you've seen the news lately, but I was in it a little bit the last couple of weeks. I've got a statue, Jacinta, and we had it out at Bourke Street in Narre Warren, and our, what do you do?
He's a senior producer of
the show. Senior producer.
His name's James Blake.
He organised it down there because I'm from Narre Warren. I always used to say on the show that I have a statue down there, but I didn't really.
I believed you.
And he believed me for 3 years. And we got one down there, but he thought it would get stolen or damaged. So they only did it for 3 weeks and then we had to move it. But now we've moved it to Flinders Street out front of Clocks and it's getting so great much pub. Traction. And there's been a lot of calls for it to be heritage listed. Are you able to do that?
Heritage listed Feb statue. Yeah. Let me talk to the planning minister.
Can you bring that up in National Cabinet today?
We might not find time on the agenda. Find time on the agenda.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay? Does your statue want to stay at Flinders Street?
At Clocks? Yeah. Mate, it's a pub. Yeah. Of course I do.
Well, you got somewhere else for it, Jacinta.
I've got some thoughts. I thought you were looking for a bit of a new. You wanted to go back home. Given you're a boy from Narre Warren.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll try and keep it brief. So Web Street, Narre Warren,
Web Street.
Know the area?
Yeah,
We've removed the level crossing.
Yes.
Put in Skyrail there.
Yeah.
A lot of open space. Yeah. We could take you back home. Oh. We could put you there.
Mate, 100%. I used to catch a train from there to Beaconsfield to go to school.
Well, we could pop you back home.
Right
near
the IGA.
We could take you back home.
Mate, take me back home.
Because we've got space there. It's government land. So we won't boot you out in the future. Oh, we can keep you there.
You've just made my
day.
This
is the Premier saying you can have your statue back in Narre Warren.
You can go home.
Can I pitch this? He also loves clocks. Can we just get a second Feb statue? We need two Febs.
I was going to save one and you put two there.
The world's
more
not enough.
The better.
One Feb statue, it's not enough.
Yeah, well, we can take you home.
Oh.
And you can have a permanent home.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Narre Warren. Because it's a new station.
It is a new
we've
station.
We've not just removed the level crossing and elevated the line. We built a brand new station.
Yeah, we saw it when
so
we were down there.
So it's a shiny statue of Feb. Shining station.
Oh, I love it. At what point do we tell everyone that it's made of styrofoam?
You have to make another one.
Well, I think we'll have to make another one. And, hey, vote Jacinta. She's our best premier we've ever had.
Second female premier, which is
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. We know you've got a race off to National Cabinet. Very important
good luck
meeting.
There today.
Yeah,
but we also know you're a Swiftie. So before you go, not many people get this. We don't even get to pick the music we play on the radio station. Would you like a Taylor Swift song? And if so, what would you like us to play?
Well, I do love Taylor Swift. We went to the concert. It was amazing. Her Melbourne concerts were better.
Yeah, she's
better
than the ones
in Sydney. The Melbourne concerts were fantastic.
Sydney doesn't compare.
The biggest ones she's ever had anywhere in the world.
96,000 people, three nights in a row. But I love a lot of them. But the way she finished the concert with Karma, I love Karma.
There we go. It's pretty cool.
Do you reckon I'll be able to get a ribbon to cut too?
Oh, wow.
We'll cut a ribbon.
Yeah. We'll do a thing.
Yeah, we'll do a big thing.
Yeah, we'll do a thing.
He's doing things. He's got another statue.
We're doing something.
Jacinta's got a lot of other things on her plate. But when you get a chance, that would be great.
I love my level
crossings. Yeah.
Thank you, Premier Jacinta Allen, for joining us this morning. Appreciate the time.
Back in Narry, boys.
Here it is, as requested, Taylor Swift's Karma, right here at 101.9 The Fox. Big Swiftie as well. It is your number one breakfast show, Fifi, Fev and Nick.